Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara at the end of Amud Beis brings a question. There seems to be a contradiction in the Tan of the Braisa. If he holds that Kares is more Chomer than Misa, or Misa is more Chomer than Kares. And that's a question that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rav Chiya bar Avin. So Rav Chiya bar Avin comes with an answer. He says, no, when we said that Kares is more Chomer is when you eat more than Kazais. When we said that mitzvah is more chomer, we're referring to that you have a chiyuv even less than kazais. And then tells him, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, back to Rav Chiya bar Avin, Tanuach daitcho sheinachto es daiti. I want to tell you, rest, your das should be rested, because you made my das rest. And today, it's not really so much of a mahalach, I want to say, it's more of a he'ara, a note, a little question over here. Because where do we find this language, Tanuach daitcho sheinachto es daiti? We find it in a few places in Shas. The main place, the first place, is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara there tells us that Rabbi Yehuda, there was a person who died, and he had nobody to sit shiva on him. So Rabbi Yehuda went, and he made a special shiva house for this person. And after the 7 days of the shiva, the mace came to Rabbi Yehuda in his dream, and he told him, Tanuch daitcho sheinachtes daiti. I want to tell you, Shinel menucha sanefesh, because you gave me my menucha. As the Ma'aral over there, Ma'aral Chidush Agos explains, because when you have nichum aveilim, when you do nicham, it's not only for the aveilim, but it's also for the mace. The mace needs it. It gives a menucha for the nefesh, it gives a menucha for the neshama, if you do nichum aveilim. So therefore, the mace was so happy with Rabbi Yehuda's shiva because he gave him menuchas and nefesh. He was basically unsettled until there was someone who said shiva for him. That's the menucha, the hanochas das that you have over there. Another example for something like this is the Gemara in Yuma. There's a Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Samech Vav that tells us that when they send the seer mishteleach, the seer of Yom Kippurim, they send him out to La'azazel, they used to make a special bridge. Why? Because there was this people called the Bavlim from Bavel that they used to grab on to the Seir Mishtalech and rip out his hair. So in order to avoid that, they made a special bridge. So then the Gemara says that Amud Beis, the Gemara said, the Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not really Bavlim, it was Alexandrium. The ones who grabbed down the hair wasn't from Bavel, they weren't from Alexandrium. Says Rabbi Yosi, Tanuch daitcho sheinachte daiti. So Rashi says his family came from Bavel. He was very uncomfortable with this Mishnah that says the Bavlim act inappropriately with the Seir Mishtalech. So when Rabbi Yehuda said it wasn't really the Bavlim, it was Alexandrium, so then he had a menuchas nefesh. So the only aura I want to point out here is Mishnah in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Yuma. So the sentence makes sense. You have a mace that doesn't have nichum avelim. So he doesn't have menuchas and nefesh. You give him menuchas and nefesh, tanuch daitcho sheinachtes daiti. The Gemara in Yuma, you have a person going around feeling bad that they are putting down the people from Bavel. Tanuch daitcho sheinachtes daiti. But here the Gemara in Pesachim, what is it? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok had a question on the Braisa. He didn't understand why on one hand the Braisa says that Karas is more chomer, and the other hand it says that Miso is more chomer. And Rav Chiya bar Avin gave him an answer. That's a reason to say tanuch daitcho. Interesting sentence, interesting description to put it down when we talk about a question in the Gemara. And the only kivun I saw, someone wrote it down, that from Nachman bar Yitzchok, when he had a contradiction in the Braisa, it wasn't just a question in the Tano. It seemed like the Tano is contradicting himself. The Braisa didn't even start. So that bothered him the same way a mace is bothered, doesn't have nichum availing. He couldn't sleep at night. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is going around without menuchas hanefesh. He was bothered by it. So when he got the answer, there was miyashiv in the braiso, then he told him, Tanuch daitcho sheinachtes daiti. This is just shows the love that they had to Torah, that they couldn't settle. They didn't have menuchas hanefesh until they had an explanation in the braiso. Just to add one last point to it, as was brought down in the Sefer Yismach Moshe, that Tanuch daitcho sheinachtes daiti means when a person does menuchas nefesh with somebody else, he himself gets menuchas nefesh. That's not a reward. That's not a schar. Schar b'ayim al-malekah. We don't have schar mitzvahs in this world. But it's a result. If you cause menuchas hanefesh to somebody else, so you will get menuchas hanefesh, you'll get menuchas hadas, the same way you cause to someone else. It's, so to speak, a person puts his hand in the fire, he gets burned. A person causes menuchas hanefesh to his friend, he himself has menucha as well. That's the big reward for menucha that a person gives to somebody else. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.